after watching the Chiefs handle the Colts, Rich.
Yes.
This is a Mike Meltzer poll. On Twitter. After watching the Chiefs handle the Colts, how do you feel about the Texans? Better, worse, or the same?
The same.
The same, okay.
And here's the biggest reason why. Look, I already know what needs to be done in the offensive line to facilitate the Texans moving up to that level of elite offense. I mean, that's the task at hand. The only thing that, and it may be even more far-fetched to ask for this or wish for this, but all I want to do is have everybody that pulls for the Texans close their eyes for a moment and envision a Texans offense where the top four receivers are DeAndre Hopkins, Will Fuller, Demaryius Thomas, and Kiki Kuyte, and a Texans offense.
Well, hold on. Thomas is coming off an Achilles. Let's not put him in the mix here.
Okay.
I don't want to nitpick, but like Thomas ain't going to be part of this thing.
Probably not. Yeah. Probably not.
But I like the other three that you named.
Yeah, I mean, I'm off to a pretty good start.
No doubt.
And a completely, fully healthy, complete off-season of health, healthy training camp behind him, Deontay Foreman. With this quarterback, that's a set of skill position players, and of course the two young emerging tight ends you throw into the mix as well, that I think could be capable of scoring at an elite rate. Because let's face it, the Patriots don't have a long roster of elite offensive players, but their offense is elite. They score at a high level.
No doubt.
They're one of the top four. So, I mean, you don't necessarily have to have the household names. And the Texans, under Deshaun Watson, have shown those tendencies, most notably his first year, but at times this past year as well. The Miami game comes to mind. This is a team that I think has the makings of possibly getting to that level offensively, but it's all about remaking that offensive line, and I don't know if it can be done in one off season, but it needs to if they're going to have any hope in 2019.
Yeah, I feel slightly worse because I watched the way, not just the Chiefs-Colts game, well, for one, the Colts, who murdered the Texans in their place on Saturday, went into Kansas City and looked completely inept on Sunday, this past Sunday against the Kansas City Chiefs. That pushes the Texans down slightly for me, although I don't want to get too wrapped up in just one result here and one result this weekend. It's a small sample.
I get it.
The reason why I feel slightly worse is because I think it's very evident what the Texans need to do. And I know a lot of people are going to bring up O'Brien and his play calling. And I think there is some of that too. Like, these four offensive coaches all looked like they had a plan going into that game. Like, they all looked like the Andy Reid was going to Travis Kelce and screen pass you to death and then use Tyreek Hill's speed. As soon as he had you on your heels, Colts, there goes Tyreek Hill around the end for 36 yards and a touchdown. They were doing things. Sean McVay ran C.J. Anderson 23 times in that game.
To great effectiveness.
He ran, this was an offense that everybody thought was going to be this, and for a lot of the season it was, this high-flying passing offense. You had Cooks, you had Woods, Cooper Kupp before he tore his knee up. Jared Goff was zipping the ball all over the place. They get into this game against the Cowboys, what do? They use all kinds of motion. Half their plays are using all this jet sweep motion to get the Cowboys' young linebackers on their heels, and then what do? They run the football like 48 times for 273 yards.
Right.
They get two running backs who each go over 100 yards. They had a plan. Andy Reid had a plan. Bill Belichick clearly had a plan. They were going to use little hitch passes to the running backs. They were going to use draws. They were going to pound Sony Michel, and they were going to do things that kept Joey Bosa and Melvin Ingram off balance all day. And they basically destroyed their will to live by the second quarter. They had a plan. Sean Payton's plan got a little awry because they turned the ball over twice in the first quarter. But once they got their legs under them, the New Orleans Saints had a plan, and all four of those coaches were aggressive when it made sense to be aggressive. That's what made me feel skittish when I asked myself, does O'Brien have that club in his bag that these four coaches had this past weekend? I'm not sure, but you touched on the thing that has me feeling really skittish about this team right now, Rich. We all know what they need to do. They need to rebuild the offensive line. I get worried when I hear people talking about it like it's this fait accompli that they're going to fix it this offseason.
They
got
a
first,
job.
They got 2 seconds, they got all this cap space. So when they fix the offensive line, it's like, whoa, slow down. If it was that easy to fix the offensive line, there would be 32 good offensive lines in the NFL.
No, they need to hit big this offseason for that to happen.
Yeah, and so I'm not sure they can do that. I don't know. I don't know if I'm confident. It's not Brian Gaines so much. I just don't know if that part of this team is something where I'm ever going to feel good about what the plan is offensive line wise, and I know that they've been a bit talent, more than a bit talent deprived along the offensive line, but I don't know of any of the offensive linemen who've got appreciably better who've been around here for a few years at all. So I don't know how good they are.
No, just the opposite, actually.
I mean, Nick Martin, I guess, has turned into a decent player.
He was pretty good when he came in. You know, I mean, as long as he was healthy, we knew right away this was a guy who could play.
Yeah, but it's not like, but he's a second round pick. You expect him, if you hit on that pick, you expect him to be a guy you're ready to build for the next 10 years with.
So was Suafil.
Right. Well, I'm kind of countering your point. Like, he came in as a second round pick. I don't know that he's played up to being a second round pick, Nick Martin. I think he's been okay. I think he's been solid. He's been injured a lot. He missed a whole season his rookie year. That's my skittishness, is I watch these four offensive lines play, the ones that won.
Yeah.
The four offensive lines that won games. The Chiefs, which I think is a good offensive line, and then the other three offensive lines, the Rams, the Patriots, and then the Saints. And I go, these are teams that just look like they know what they're doing in pass protection. They look like they know what they're doing in the run game.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's just as easy as, well, draft this guy, draft that guy, and go spend some money on a couple other guys, and voila, the offensive line's fixed.
Yeah, and the Saints, I got to tell you, after watching that game yesterday, Michael Thomas clearly could give DeAndre Hopkins a run in the conversation of best receiver in the NFL. There's no coincidence that they're both first team All pro. He was big time yesterday. And what I was going to say is, the Saints have a good offensive line. It helps when you have a wide receiver in the open field hitting people like an offensive lineman. That guy is as physical as I've seen in a long time. He's very impressive.
He's a truck. All right.